Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie. Hi, Rashida. Good. Happy April.
Happy April to you, sis. What do you have going on this month?
You know, a lot of spring cleaning. That's where my head's at right now. You know, the end of March was a lot. Like, yoga teacher training started at True Love. We started a little retail space, which took a lot of work on my end. We did a couple other changes there. And then we had like my birthday celebration. And yeah, I'm like, I have these plans like for later in the year in my head, but I'm like getting this very strong urge to just clean and get rid of a lot of stuff first in the most like the most literal way and in metaphorical ways too, I think. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I like feverishly went to IKEA 3 times last week to create like a new sorting system for Gemma's toys and got rid of a bunch of them. And now I'm getting ready to go through all her baby stuff and get rid of a lot. And yeah, there's a lot to do because we have this big house renovation coming up, hopefully pretty soon. So we'll have to empty everything out anyway. I would rather it just be like, okay, here's the things we're storing, and then
Come
back into the house and get rid of everything we don't want to come back into the house. So yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot. Also, like, since February, we've had so many freaking sicknesses in the family. So I just like I'm feeling the need to like
do a all over cleanse.
Yeah.
Body, mind, soul, house, all the things.
All of it. Yeah. And to, I guess, create space for the newness. So it was fun. I did like an Easter class on Sunday at the studio, and we mostly talked about like, what are we releasing? What are we bringing in? Which is something we talk about like all the time, but it felt like particularly apt energetically for me. Mm-hmm. You know, also like letting go of this full decade of life and stepping into a new one. I don't know. It hit me this year.
Yeah.
Like it's the first birthday in a long time where it actually felt like impactful, you know, and felt like some sort of threshold. I spent a lot of time reflecting and kind of looking forward, and yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if I pull up some sort of card today that has to do with like this energy. How about you?
Yeah, so April for me, it's so funny you said spring cleaning, because I literally have a checklist of spring cleaning stuff on the refrigerator for Daniel and I to get to. We've decided to, you know, really just try to like focus in on just letting go of all just the stuff that we just have around. I might have shared it before. I know I've shared it with you, but my mom like lives here part-time, and she lived here first. So I live in my childhood home, and my mom wanted to build a house, and so we decided to live in this home. She said it was too much for her, and she's building her dream forever home beside ours. But she was here first. And because she is only here part-time, she works for the corrections, and she works like an hour and a half away. She lives in a state house as well. And so a lot of the things that have been in here are hers. And as her kid, I am like hesitant to like just get rid of stuff because it's not my things, right? But also too, we're kind of like living in her shadow, so to speak. And so we finally have gotten, like, her garage is all done and she can put stuff in there. So I'm just like, all right, let's get as much stuff out of here as possible. And, like, let's see what it, like, feels like with just our own stuff. And it feels really good. Like, sometimes rooms feel a little bare. Mm-hmm. But I'm, at the end of the day, I'm okay with that. Like, I'm the person that likes to not have too many things on the countertops. Daniel loves to have everything. Mm-hmm. But my mom, she loves having all of our appliances, like, everywhere. So I'm just, like, in that mood. Like, this April is really about just clearing and making space for what is in alignment.
Yeah, right, it feels now really good. I think, like, spiritually, we talk about cleansing and all that stuff. But, like, literally, you can clean out your closet and it might be more effective than waving a smudge wand around. You know, like, it,
well, at the end of the day, really, you can smudge all you want, but if you're like, you have cluttered countertops and a closet you can't get through and clothes that you haven't worn in 4 years, like, are you really cleansing your space? Are you really, like, making space for the new things to come in? You know?
Yeah, for real. Well, I wanted to say before we go on that some of our besties come to my full moon circles or ceremonies, and you might have noticed I haven't done one in a couple months, and I am planning on doing them again. I'm taking a little bit of a break right now to sort of rebuild a few things on my, like, my end, not at the studio, but, like, my work. Mm-hmm. And I have some fun things in store. But like I said, I'm kind of going through this process right now of breaking down to rebuild. Like, I took a few things off my website. I'm not offering readings right now. I need the space to, like, step back and look at things clearly and holistically in my life and in my business. So just to let you know, that'll be back. I have, like, a fun launch coming in June, which feels like a healthy distance away from right now. So yeah, I think I'll be making an announcement on the flower moon. So May, I'll be having a full moon ceremony. But yeah, won't have one in April. And yeah, I'll talk about that coming up. But anyway, yeah, a lot of just, like, clearing space right now. We even just did all of that at my studio too, because we've been open 9 years. We've had other locations, like, all this stuff just ended up in the studio.
In this,
stuff
right.
Left there. Like, yeah, myself and Casey, who's, like, our facilities manager, just went through, like, everything and took a big load to Goodwill, and it felt really good. So, anyway, spring cleaning. Woo. Oh yeah. Also, we're going to talk about all the spring cleaning. We're going to, like, this week, go to our, we haven't done anything with our garden yet this year, go in and, like, clear a few things out that we didn't get to do in the fall and, like, start fresh. So yeah, that's the vibe. That's the vibe right now. All around.
Yeah. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because it's the same for me. I totally forgot that. I think I shared with you, like, a year or so ago that I wanted to, like, put time in my yard and not have grass and just do, like, wildflowers. And, you know, I have a lot of land, and I mean, the grass is great. Like, it looks decent sometimes. I haven't kept up with it because I don't really care for it. But I would just rather put something in the yard that supports the environment and where we're from a little bit more. And I started that process, like, of, you know, breaking down the grass so that I can plant thyme or creeping phlox. That it's just going to feel so much better. I feel like it's just going to have a different vibe. And I think that's, like, really what it's about. When I think of that, like, the process that I have to do, get rid of the old to bring in the new, it's really, like, what we were just talking about. Just, like, even with the closet, like, how can I, you know, have my eye on something if I have, like, so many pieces of clothing that I just don't wear anymore? Where am I going to put it, right? I can probably, like, push some things aside in my closet and, like, put it in this spot, but it's going to get overtaken by all the old stuff, all the past stuff that's just not serving me anymore. So I really like this feeling, this energy. It feels really good, especially after honoring the winter. And I think that's what makes this energy feel so much better, is when you, like, really honor the seasons, you just feel, like, rejuvenated.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's get into our April oracle reading for the day or for the month. I don't know. My words. I don't know. We're like back to really tired right now over here.
Well,
like
y'all been sick. So and y'all been sick and y'all been going, you know, when you feel a little bit better. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Sure.
So besties, choose number one or number two to receive a little bit of energetic insight about this month. And you can choose both if you want. Rashida, do you want to be one or two?
I could be one.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready.
Okay. So, besties, I am using the Herbal Astrology Oracle Deck by Adriana Ayales. She is the founder of Anima Mundi. I haven't worked with this deck too much, but it was calling to me today, so we will pull from here. Asking what message we need today for this month of renewal, rejuvenation, and springtime. So the card I pulled is Palo Santo. And this card has like an elder looking woman on it with the smoke and the Palo Santo. There's a fox sitting here with a star, I guess, where the third eye would be. I just feel very like when I look at this card, I just want to take like a huge inhale. And for me, I'm assuming like that just means like this breath before the work begins. And I know Palo Santo is a clearing herb. And I'm gonna go to the book real quick. But for me, like this April, I feel like there's a lot for us that we can get our hands in. We can get our hands in the dirt. We can get our hands in our business. We can really like get our hands in with our family relationships and dynamics. And so taking like a nice clearing breath before all that to kind of steady and ground you is key. For me, I know there have been a lot of things that I am working through, and sometimes I still forget to breathe. Let's see here. Oh, Jim is coming in for the snuggles. So for this card, it has two different. I pulled it upright, so I will go with that. Gifts from past lives, activating dormant gifts, connecting to the ancestors, guardians of the sacred trickster. The real ritualistic burning of Palo Santo, which translates to sacred and holy wood, can be traced back to the Incan Empire, where it was used in spiritual ceremonies to cleanse the body and space of malignant darkness. And to this day, it is used ritualistically among many indigenous communities throughout Central and South America, particularly to cleanse the bad energy, bad air, and the evil eye. So what I like about what this the guidebook says, and also what I'm thinking about when we think about the breath, we think about taking a deep cleansing breath. Like, what are we actually doing? Yes, we're filling up our lungs, but we're increasing the oxygen that's coming into our body. And the oxygen is also what helps carries all of the toxins and waste that are built up in our cells. it helps with that process. So when we are forgetting to breathe, we're forgetting to cleanse our body. We are forgetting to do the one thing that we don't need anything extra for, and that's just bring in oxygen within ourselves. And so when we try to go through these changes or these different things that we might have going on maybe this springtime, I want to say, like, this card is really saying, just don't forget to breathe. Don't forget to do like what it is that your body was meant to do, what you can do for your body and cleansing it. Yeah. Lauren, what comes up for you?
I don't have a lot to add other than, like, I'm so not surprised you picked this part.
Yeah.
And I want to add that the breath has multiple parts. There's the inhale, the space between the inhale and the exhale, and then the space between the exhale and the inhale, and all the parts are really important. And I think we're in a culture sometimes that just wants to, like, inhale, 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 but the exhale is equally important, right? So maybe it's funny you thought of the inhale. I thought of the exhale first, because I'm thinking of, like, the exhale before the inhale, right? Like, the letting go process before the drawing in. But it all works together in harmony.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love that. Clearing, cleansing.
Yeah, for sure. And I like that. I like that you thought about that, because I thought about the not even breathing, like us holding our breaths.
Mm-hmm.
When things are getting, like, you know, worrisome or tight, you know, not like breathing shallowly, not really nourishing our bodies. So I love that you had that different aspect, which for me, when you talk about the different parts, that pause after the exhale has always been the hardest for me when I'm in my breath work practices.
Yeah. It's hardest for a lot of people, the retention of the exhale, and it's an interesting thing. I think it can induce panic sometimes, and then it's about training your mind and body to feel safe over time with it, and then you can increase the length of the retention to where you might feel really safe holding it for a couple minutes, right? But yeah, it takes that time, and there's something really nourishing and beautiful about it once you find that safety within yourself, of that just feeling of emptiness, right? And it's knowing that the breath will come, right? The inhale will come, but you're going to enjoy just like the spaciousness that comes in the exhale. And that's kind of the space I want to be in right now, of like, okay, I'm letting a lot of stuff go, and I want to, like, feel the peace that comes with that, you know?
That sounds so beautiful. I cannot wait to get there with letting go after that exhale, because I do think there's something about it. There's something to be said about that particular part of the breath as well. Mm-hmm. Like, you've given everything your body needs. Your body has the oxygen. You're not going to not get it. You know, you're safe. And thinking about that particular thing, what is coming up in this moment? But beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Lauren.
Yes, yes. So number two is me, and I'm going to pull a card from the Yogic Path Oracle deck, because really just, I've never let yoga go, but I just feel myself, like, so much coming back to yoga this year, coming back to my roots in so many ways. It's like, I don't know. I feel like I spiritually change, or maybe like what I feel and believe changes a lot, but yoga is like my foundation that I never really stray from. And that's kind of where I'm going right now. So I'll choose a card and see what is sticking out. Okay. I chose Sahasrara, which is the crown chakra, located at the top of the head. And this is our space of spiritual connection. And it's associated with the element of ether. And ether is space. Ether is I don't want to say nothingness, but it's like the spirit that feels, that fills the nothingness, right? So again, this makes a lot of sense within the context of our conversation, I think. And there is this sense of surrender too. When it comes to Sahasrara, it's this space of surrender. Also, when we think of yoga, the goal is to really not associate who we are with our thoughts, that's one, but also to calm and quiet the thoughts. And when we calm and quiet the thoughts, we're abiding in our true nature, where we realize our true nature, which is spirit, soul, divine. So I love this. I think it's a reminder that, like, whether we're getting rid of things physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, that it's making space for truth and authenticity. I'll also add that people are often really scared of being in that space of, like, being with their thoughts, of taking the inventory, of cleaning out the mental closet or emotional closet. But it's absolutely necessary, just as it's necessary to, like, clean our house or whatever it might be. So I'll go to the deck or to the description to see if there's anything else to add. Where are we? 61. Okay. Sahasrara, crown chakra. You may have noticed intuitive rushes of creative wisdom channeling through you, lighting up your every cell. That is called a download, and it is a message from the divine, selected to come to you because you have the potential to birth it on this planet. These downloads occur when the crown chakra is open, which may only be a few seconds, but is enough to illuminate a path that you never knew possible. Find what brings you to these channeling states and bring yourself there as much as possible, whether it's through meditation, walking in nature, singing, or writing. The absence of the mind allows the genius of the divine. Those intuitive hits chose you. Now it's time to birth them to life. So I love the line, the absence of the mind allows the genius of the divine. That's a very succinct way to wrap up what I was talking about. But I think, like, you know, a lot of times we want to create, push. But it really takes stepping back and surrendering and being in the feminine to receive, like, creative downloads. So like what I said earlier, like, I have these creative things coming through, but, like, now doesn't feel like the time yet. I feel like I need to create more space so that I can bring them or ground them into life in a way that is really intentional and where I'm kind of bringing the full picture through, and I can't see the full picture through the clutter right now.
Yeah, no, I love... And I also love that you pulled this card, Lauren, because I know that you kind of were resting your crown for a little bit, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And this energy that we have going on in April is, you know, putting a focus on that and that space. And I love what you said about clearing the clutter, because it's so true. Like, your mind can't rest if there's so much to see. It's almost like stimulation overload, and the thoughts and the things that are happening when you see these things around you, or just even like in an email, right? Email or your phone or whatever the case may be, just there's something so satisfying about clearing all of that out. And it goes on every level of our human experience. So I love this card for April.
Yeah. Well, that was cohesive, I think. And besties, I hope that you got what you needed. I feel like I got what I needed out of that, which is just really confirmation of being on the right path at the moment. And I'll add, like, clearing the clutter is not something that's ever come super easy to me. And it's really taken... I have a chapter in my book in the root chakra section, actually, about, like, home. But it really took me getting into a yogic practice to start, like, really feeling the value of a clean, uncluttered space. Before that, I was like the thrift store queen who had so many treasures all around me, which, you know, there's definitely beauty in maximalism too. But I I definitely think, like, as we get older and the responsibilities start to pile up, that there is so much peace in a clean space. Mm-hmm. And I think we start to really feel the correlation also between what's going on mentally and our environment around us. So I love that we're kind of on the same page with that right now. And yeah, just making a little more space for peace, for truth, and for new creativity to arise.
Yes. Love that.
Yeah.
Great reading for April.
Yeah. All right, besties. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you, Rashida, for your wisdom. And
thank you, Lauren.
We will be back next week. We'll chat soon.
All right. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. And be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.